So could you begin by just telling us a little bit about what it is you're doing?
This started with me hearing about the expansion of the ULEZ zone. I drive quite often in the sort of outskirts of London for various jobs and running this production company. I often have to deliver sort of large amounts of equipment. So I heard about this expansion and I thought, well, this is a bit frustrating, right? Looked into it a bit. Obviously, it's for environmental reasons and also for health reasons. But from a sort of consumer perspective, someone who uses public transport a lot and also driving in London, I see it as purely a price increase, sort of from the outside. And so I wanted to kind of raise that concern and kind of make a bit of a point and see if we could get the message to Sadiq Khan. And I'd had this kind of idea of windsurfing in London for a while, actually, but Sadiq has given me an excuse to do it. It's a creative way to get the message out, I think. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm not sort of protesting per se, although that's what it said in the BBC. I'm just trying to highlight another side of the story, because I had a lot of people talking about in being in agreement with the fact that it's just super expensive to travel in London, right? And then everyone's trying to find a way around it. And on top of that, now they're making things more expensive with the ULEZ expansion. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to raise concerns that London is expensive to travel in, and we're not supported by the mayor on that front.
What would you say to Sadiq Khan if you got the opportunity?
So if I got the opportunity to speak to Sadiq Khan, I would very much ask those questions. I would say, obviously, I don't think he'd necessarily respond if I said, is this purely a price increase? I'd be interested to see what he'd say there. But main point would be to say to him, can there not be more that could be done now prior to this? Obviously, the change has happened. He's probably not going to go back on it. But is there not more he could be doing? Is there not more compensation he could be giving for those who depend on certain modes of transport? If I were to use the tube or the bus as an alternative, TfL prices are, you know, coming from as far as Croydon to the central parts, it can add up to 15 quid, right? So and services, train services are less frequent since the pandemic, so that's, you know, there's no compensation there. So can TfL be subsidized more? Can London be more bike ready? That's another question. If you look at cities such as Paris, you can cycle everywhere. You know, it's completely bike friendly. Bike lanes everywhere. London, it's just not the case. So you don't have many alternatives just with regards to transport. So my main sort of point to him would be, you know, can you do more to kind of just support the consumers or the people using transport for London?
What sort of reaction have you had to this?
So we've had various different kinds of reaction, which have been very interesting. So initially there was, we posted the video. The video is just a certain amount of response, but on our following, it's actually quite an international following. So whether they know what's going on with regards to the ULEZ, I don't know. So on that front, there wasn't a huge amount of response, but people enjoyed the video. But then I sent the video and some pictures and the kind of campaign to one reporter, and one article was written about it. And off of this article, many other reporters and journalists and press have been in touch. So on that front, this has been very good. And there was a TV showing of an interview yesterday, so that's I think the response is good. Whether Sadiq Khan has heard my message or not is still a question, but at least it's getting out there, and I think people are there's definitely a fair amount that are very much on my side. So
what do you say to the claims that we really need to drive down any car use in the capital because air pollution has just got bad?
I would say I don't disagree necessarily, but once again, I would link it back to, is there not more that can be done first to provide an alternative way of getting around, right? People will, you know, don't want to opt for the other alternatives because they're just as expensive. And will it necessarily drive down the car pollution? Not necessarily, because some people depend on it, right? So I don't know if there's necessarily, once again, I just think that more needs to be done to compensate those that might depend on it in order to really drive it down, as opposed to just push up the prices. I'm no expert on the whole issue. I just felt like raising some concerns with an alternative point, right? Because we see these things, and you know, I don't know what their intentions are necessarily, the politicians and Sadiq himself, but it's kind of done in the name of supporting the environment, but is it really supporting the environment? You know, and what are the effects from that going forward? Is this going to push up prices everywhere in London? You know, making it, if it's so expensive to transfer, to get around, and is that going to push up prices? London's already an extremely expensive city. So, you know, what are the follow on from this? Yeah, I don't know. I just sort of, it's not a protest. I just want to highlight another viewpoint that has maybe not been sort of highlighted as much, seen from the point of a consumer.